God.
During her acceptance speech, Hillary Clinton made it clear she would be working with Bernie Sanders to fulfill one of his campaign promises.
Bernie Sanders and I will work together to make college tuition free.
But the question is, how?
There's not a lot of details, you know, frankly, from either candidate on exactly how their plans would be implemented.
Utah System of Higher Education Commissioner David Buehler says he's in favor of eliminating barriers that prevent people from going to college. But how would tuition become free? If states have to pay for it, Buehler says Utah may suffer, since the state is already paying half of higher education costs.
That's actually a lot better than than many states.
He says if the federal government pays for it, that may work better.
If you believe the minimum wage should be a living wage.
The number being proposed as a new minimum wage is $15 an hour. The current number of people making minimum wage in Utah is relatively low, accounting for only 3% of the workforce.
And most of them are 25 years or younger.
Economist Natalie Gochner says the jump from Utah's current minimum of $7.25 to $15 an hour may be too big of a jump for the state to handle, and that a lot of economists don't like the idea of setting one minimum over the entire country.
It's less troubling when states get to do it to match their labor market conditions and needs.
And what about trade? Clinton has said she opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's a plan that hasn't been put into place yet.
Any of the benefits, or for that matter, any of the downsides that the political candidates are talking about, that's all theory at this point.
Some on the political left say it gives mega corporations too much power to sue smaller governments. But Derek Miller with the World Trade Center Utah says there's a flip side.
It would also allow the Utah company to go to a tribunal and have its case adjudicated as well.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.